White House counsel Harriet Myers has stepped aside as a candidate for the Supreme Court. The White House announced her withdrawal earlier today. The move followed sustained opposition from conservatives who questioned her qualifications for the high court. Today, Democrats are saying Myers should have been given a Senate hearing. Earlier, I spoke with Senator Richard Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois.
Good morning.
Democrats stayed pretty quiet on the Harriet Myers nomination. So at this point in time, now that she's withdrawn, how do Democrats feel?
Well, I think we understand what's happened here. You know, in politics, for everything that's done, there's a good reason and a real reason. The White House said they withdrew the Harriet Myers nomination because of documents. We all know the real reason, and the real reason, of course, was the right wing of the Republican Party opposed her nomination from the start. And now I think it really puts the president on the spot. He has to show real leadership here. If he's going to bring forth a nominee that wins the support of the American people, he can't just cave into the right wing of his party.
Let's just quickly say the White House has said the reason that they're allowing Harriet Myers to withdraw is that they do not want to release White House documents during her time as counsel there.
It's a hard argument to make, of course, because they withheld documents on John Roberts. He received 78 votes in confirmation. As I said, I think this was a good reason, but the real reason is political, and it's very obvious. Just consider this. I don't know a single Democratic senator who called for the withdrawal of Harriet Myers. We might have asked for more documents because there was little for us to work with. But the most vicious and vehement criticism came from the far right wing in the president's party. And I think that if you look at what happened to her nomination, it was ill-fated when that wing of the president's party came out publicly opposing her.
And what are Democrats looking for in the next nominee?
Well, I think we're looking for a person who reflects mainstream values. We don't expect a nominee from the left, and we certainly don't want one from the far right. This really, you know, I think it really has to come down to this. This isn't about a battle over political bragging rights. It's a battle over the constitutional rights of Americans that need to be protected before the Supreme Court.
Well, what do you think then? Will the president nominate somebody more acceptable to his base, to the right of his party? Will you, from the Democratic point of view, get somebody worse?
Well, we could get someone worse, and I hope that's not the case. Understand the importance of this vacancy. In the last 193 decisions of the Supreme Court that were 5-4, almost evenly divided court, Sandra Day O'Connor was the deciding vote in 75% of those decisions. This is a critical seat on the Supreme Court. The president really has to reach for a nominee who can be a consensus nominee and win 90 to 100 votes in the United States Senate. There are people out there, I think, that are worthy of that nomination, and I hope he'll go after them.
Well, let's talk about the court for a minute. This delays the confirmation of a new justice. What does that mean for Sandra Day O'Connor?
Well, I think Sandra Day O'Connor has promised the president she would continue to serve until a successor is named. It usually takes between 6 and 8 weeks to really look carefully into the background of a nominee. It suggests that we won't get to this until after the first of the year.
Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat of Illinois, is on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.